All right, come and bung someone through. Any someone, anyone, just stick them through blind. I don't care who's there. Go talk to me. One, two, three. I've got travel blind. Come on, bung a phone call through. Oh, that 10. All right, I'm all sitting there. See, take it easy. I'm going up the air if you are. Hang on. Oh, rats, they're too efficient. I really like those. Oh, look, and he took the station off the upper house. And there's actually someone there, then, is there? Oh, sorry about that. I do apologise, Ken. I thought the gang was going to join a coffee break. What do you say, Ken? No, that's what it is. You haven't done the... No, look, I've got it done. I'm going off the air. Bye, everyone. I've actually done it.
GLR.
Hello, Ken. Ken? You see, it's not happening. I'm going off again. Ken? Ken? Hello, Ken?
Ken's gone
away. No, I'm kind of away. Fred. Fred?
Hello?
Hello!
Oh, gotcha.
Hey, we have lift up. Oh, man, those are my favourite parts of the show. Is it Fred, or was that written out in panic, or is it Fred? It is Fred.
It's Fred.
Oh, I like the panicky names that come up. I never get Yvonne spelt with three Y's once. What do you say, Fred?
Well, I was going to tell you about a hole I fell down once.
You sound like very much like Fred, like you might still be entrapped.
I'm in an underground car park at the moment.
Well, okay, what do you want to tell us, Fred?
Right, I worked for a distributing firm down Shad Thames, Bermondsey. You remember, it was before they built the new flats out of them.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, it was a distributing firm, and they sent women packers on all the floors.
In this distributing firm?
Yeah. And I was looking for a certain parcel one day, so I was all over the building.
One second, Fred. I'm going to try and... If you've got echo, then I feel left out. So, hang on. Yeah, there we go. Okay, this is... unbelievably, you couldn't set this up rather like a hilarious way of stumbling onto the air each week. We are talking about, have you ever been trapped or fallen down a hole? And Fred, our first caller on this, and I think all the calls will now be taken in this bizarre echo. Go on, Fred.
Right. Mm. I'm on the fifth floor, if you can imagine it. There's a couple of women packers there, and I'm looking for a certain parcel.
You're on the fifth floor?
Yeah, of the warehouse. Uh-huh. It's an old Victorian warehouse, Shad Thames, opposite the dock.
I know.
Right, the old wooden floors in there. Well, in the middle of this, probably from, I don't know, from years ago, there used to be a thing called a man hoist. It was a vertical conveyor belt. In the olden days, people used to get on it, but we were sort of...
Wow, just stop there for one second, because... You know, I've been to New York on Concord this week, and back again. But believe me, if I had a choice of that, or getting on a vertical conveyor belt that just took me up in the air, then I'm with you, Fred. Okay, so there you are. You're in Shad Thames. There's this hidden shaft. Yeah, you're working on the fifth floor. Where you go?
I'm looking for a parcel. Right, well, round this hoist, they have, specs on it. And as it goes over the top, the specs fold in.
Yeah.
So anyway, it hasn't been working for years and years and years. So as I'm walking round looking for this parcel, I've actually stepped near it, and I've gone through the floor.
Just like in a pantomime, you've gone through the trapdoor.
I've gone through the floor. What had happened, the women up there, the packers, have decided to get their brown paper and tape, and tape the hole up because there was a draft blowing up from down below.
They taped it up.
Yeah, with brown paper and tape.
Because
I've gone through it like a drumstick. Now, I'm falling through the air and just grabbing wildly. But to turn this,
For just a minute, some people haven't got headphones on. He's fallen through this hole like a drumstick. Hang on, I'm talking to you at the moment, so I'm taking the echo off. He's fallen through the hole like a drumstick, and he's grabbing at the air like Alice. Alice as he falls. So go on,
Well, to make this thing work, like to start and stop it, it's like the old-fashioned lift, you pull a rope at the side.
Yep.
And luckily, I grabbed hold of the rope. This is on the fourth floor. I've gone through a complete floor.
While you're falling?
While I'm falling, I've grabbed hold of the rope and stopped me from, like, hitting every step on the way down to the ground floor.
That's extremely dexterous of you,
Anyway, I've sort of swung round and managed to get myself out. And as I stopped myself shaking, I run upstairs and I've really coated this woman.
Because the reason, in case you just joined us, a man fell down the fifth floor manhole, if you will, because it was concealed because the women thought they should cover it up because there was a draft, yes?
That's right.
And you but no bones broken, huh?
No, luckily enough, but I was really, really shaking. I ran up the stairs at the top, I really wanted to give it to her, but I was shaking so much, I had to go and sit down.
Oh, you know what would have happened in an ideal comedy world? You'd have been so angry and you'd run up them in five flights, and as you run into the room, you forgot the manhole was open straight down.
No.
I like it, Dennis Hall, don't you?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Can you sing?
Can I sing?
Very low. You know, Show Me the Way to Go Home. I feel I'll be very cosy with you, Fred, in the hole, singing gently. So we're going to sing, you and I, very gently, Show Me the Way to Go Home. Ready? Here we go. It sounds like we're both down a hole.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
No, we're not there, Fred. We've been forgotten about.
I had a couple of...